young, I'd listen to the radio.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Bob Trout speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is Mutual.
This is ABC Radio Network.
Hi, John and Larry Gassman with you. Welcome to a St. Patrick's Day, same time, same station. And we hope you enjoy the shows we've picked out for you this time around. A little later on, we're going to hear Truth or Consequences. We'll hear Danny Kaye and Burns and Allen as well. But we're going to begin with Beat the Band from March 17, 1940, here on same time, same station.
Makers of Kix invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, K-I-X, Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, Red Engel, and Parker Gibbs, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And the band you have to beat, sure, and it's Ted O'Weems and his band, celebrating St. Patrick's Day with his arrangement of The Wearing of the Green. The band you have to beat. Now meet the man who helped you beat the band, Gary Moore.
Well, Ford, I think I'll occupy my time today trying to control those involuntary jam sessions that keep springing up lately, because these questions can fight it out without much help from me. And need I mention that each question used today will earn the writer of that question $10. Besides that, double money, $20, and a case of Kix is guaranteed to those whose questions beat the band. But it may be much more, because we have a $100 bonus to divide among those who beat the band. For example, if three people beat the band, they get $33 1/3 plus $10 for their question and a case of Kix. However, if only one person beats the band, that person will get the entire $100 bonus plus 10 for the question and a case of Kix. Now, that's simple, isn't it? And profitable, too, if you can beat the band. So why not try it, by the way, if you haven't already? Send your question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, now, as we get into our questions, remember to listen for the boom of the old bass drum. It means that someone's question has beat the band. This portion of our program, of course, is unrehearsed, and the men in the band do not know the questions I will ask. All right, fellas, a quick mental switch to your boyhood. Mrs. C.I. DeWeese of Irwin, Pennsylvania, writes, "While little Johnny's mother was washing his mouth out with soap, his little sister looked at him accusingly and said, what?" My little Johnny's mom. All right, there goes Elmo Tanner's hand up in the air. Elmo, what is it?
A sin to tell a lie?
Oh, that would have been awful good, Elmo. I'm awful sorry you didn't win. No, the answer is, ooh, what you said.
Ooh,
that's why
sorry.
She washed his mouth
I'm
out.
Sorry.
I'm awful sorry, Elmo. You're going to have to throw 50 cents on the drum, if you will. Boom, there it goes, and Mrs. C.E. DeWeese of Irwin, Pennsylvania, receives a full case of Kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20, but it may be much more. Remember that bonus. Incidentally, Elmo, can you sing or whistle ooh what you said? If you can, you get 5 points on the scoreboard. All right, good enough. I give you 5 points on that. I'm surprised he can whistle. You know, Elmo is now 3 days a father. Isn't that cute? 3 days, George. incidentally, it's a 7-pound boy. Has he got a job yet, Elmo? Huh? No job, huh? Shiftless little fellow, isn't he? All right, never mind. Maybe his pappy can do better. But if you want to keep throwing 50 cents in the drum, he's going to be broke before he gets to be 2 years old. But now we come to our second question. Today being a great day for the Irish. And if you don't believe it, ask one of them. We offer a question propounded by Paul D. Lytle of Urbana, Illinois. Says, Patrick, 'tis a great distance this trip I'm taking. Now, what song title is suggested by that? 'Tis a great distance this trip I'm taking. And there goes Elmo Tanner. He wants to try again, all right?
It's a long way to Tipperary.
Bravo, my boy. You got it. All right, all right. Tanner gets 10 points up on the scoreboard and doesn't have to feed the old bass drum. Now, here we go into our third question. Are there any leathernecks in the crowd? Graham Moore of Seattle, Washington writes, what very popular song is suggested by the motto of the United States Marines, Semper Fidelis? What very popular song? All right, there goes Parker Gibbs. Hand up in the air. Well,
Semper is faithful forever.
That's absolutely right. Semper Fidelis means always faithful.
Always faithful, yeah.
Good enough. Can you play it? All right. Good enough. And Parker Gibbs gets his first 10 points up on the scoreboard for today. And now, boys, you can take it easy, because here's one for Ted to answer. Ted, if the whole band started playing at once and they all started on the same tune, what would the title be?
Well, if they started to play the one we rehearsed, and they better, it would probably be Make Love with a Guitar. And I wouldn't be surprised if Perry Como sang it.
Make love with a guitar. If you should meet a sweet senorita, romance with a guitar. And when you find her, the strings will bind her. Make love with a guitar. Always the right time, daylight or night time. Oh, she'll not withstand it. And as I've planned it, she'll say I love you. Always the right time, daylight or night time. Oh, she'll not withstand it. And as I've planned it, she'll say I love you.
As far as I can make out, a lot of you good people seem to be searching these days for a new breakfast food that stays deliciously crisp in milk or cream. Am I right? Well then, ladies and gentlemen, consider your search over for good. The kind of cereal you've been wanting is waiting for you at the grocery store right now. It's called Kix. That's right, K-I-X, Kix. And it's a swell new ready-to-eat corn cereal popped into tiny round bubbles and toasted a crisp, delicious golden brown. Crisp? Why, these tiny tantalizing bubbles are made to stay crisper than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market. Even the last delicious spoonful is delightfully crisp and crunchy right down to the last swell golden bubble. Try Kix, will you? Above everything else, Kix stays crisp.
And we barge into our second load of questions with only one person having beat the band so far, with Elmo Tanner ahead to collect the money in the big bass drum at the end of the program. Now, on this session, boys, we'll start with a loud rah-rah and then get into this question from Miss Cecily Warner of the Bronx, New York. Here it is. Your father built the stadium for the college, and because the football coach can't risk offending him, you make the first string squad of the college football team. Now, what song title tells you what you have? It's from a show, from a musical comedy. Your father built the stadium for the college, and because the football coach can't risk offending him, you make the first string squad of the college football team. What song title tells you what you have? Does anybody know the question slipping by? I'm sorry, gentlemen, the answer is Varsity Drag. That's how you got on the team, you dopes. All right, and all of them rise as one and throw 50 cents in the drum. Good enough? All throw 50 cents... in the drum to be collected by the winner at the end of the program. And Miss Cecily Warner of the Bronx, New York, receives $20 in cash, a minimum, plus a whole case of Kix. That's a lot of Kix, 24 big packages, but the new Crisp Assured Kix package will keep it fresh. All right, now we come into our second question, a broth of a bit of a one, too. Mrs. Sarah E. Nugent of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who writes that she's visiting her daughter in Cincinnati, Ohio at the moment, writes that a certain gentleman with red hair and blue eyes got lost in the big city. What song tells the story? Certain gentleman with red hair and blue eyes got lost in the big city. What song tells the story? All right, here's Red Angle's hand going up.
Could it be anybody here seen Kelly?
It not only could be, it is. Good for you, Red. You surprised me more than you did yourself almost. Can you play it? Huh? Oh. Red Engel, of all people, being Irish as he can be, should be able to get there. We've got a lot of Irishmen in the band today. Rosie McCarg, Jack O'Brien, Hobart Donovan, Irish as he can be, writes the script. Bucky Harris, our director, is Irish. Gary Moore, I'm half Irish. I guess I count half. And, of course, that old Irishman sitting in the back row, Pete O'Bealman, on trombones, a great Irish booster, too. But incidentally, Red, you get your first 10 points up on the scoreboard as we come into our next question. Oh, this 1940. Mrs. Pater Wenge of, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Wenge of Hawley, Minnesota, wants you to tell her what song, popular in 1918, is a discouraging warning to young ladies who are looking about intending to make the most of leap year. What song, popular in 19... Oh, there goes Marvel Maxwell's hand up in the air. All right, Marvel.
No, I won't be sure. This a good man is hard to find.
Marvel, are you married, Marvel?
No.
Yes. Well, that gives the answer to that. All right, Marvel, can you sing it, huh? Good man's hard to find.
A good man is hard to find. I always get the other kind.
Good enough, Marvel. All right. Was a good man. It's hard to find with a band trying to get in. Apparently a good note's hard to find nowadays, too. That gives Marvel Maxwell her first 10 points up on the scoreboard. Marvel, incidentally, is wearing that very same lovely spring bonnet she had on last week with the white flowers on it. That's a very good idea, Marvel. I know a radio actress who took the flowers off and planted string beans and spinach. So in case she lost her sponsor, she'd have something to eat on. It's probably a good idea for you. Now let's go into our next question, fellas. Chew on this one for a while. Alan McKenzie of Runnymede, New Jersey, writes, a dentist is measuring a new patient for a set of false teeth. What song title tells you what the dentist might say to the patient as he prepares some wax? Do you fellas rather go home, or shall we keep on with the program here? A dentist is measuring a new patient for a set of false teeth. What song title tells you what the dentist might say to the patient as he prepares some wax? A little logic should give you that one. Rumble of discontent, but that doesn't help a bit. The answer is my first... I gave it away now. It's too late, Parker. What were you going to say, huh?
I was going to say an image of you.
Well, that's probably almost... No, it's my first impression of you. Doggone, you were close there, Parker. You were too late anyhow. The whole band has got to put 50 cents in the old bass drum. Getting awful crowded in there, too. As Alan McKenzie of Runnymede, New Jersey, receives a full case of kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20, which may turn out to be much more, remember that bonus. All right, now here we come. Here's a question with a double curve on it from Elizabeth Payne of Pasadena, California, who says she got her tune answer from the Boy Scout songbook. And her question is this. A young nursemaid was taking her charge for a ride in his perambulator. The lad, a son of a wealthy and prominent family, was inclined toward illness. What old standard song describes the two of them, the nurse and the little boy? I'm trying to give you that startling word picture once again. Here is the nurse wheeling a baby carriage containing a young man who is the son of a wealthy and prominent family. What song, it's an old standard, describes the two of them? Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. Goodness gracious me. Well, I'm awful sorry. The answer is The Lass with the Delicate Air. Sure, well, the kid's sick. He's a delicate... Never heard of The Lass with the Delicate Air? Well, now, never mind. The whole band feeds the kitty again. Never mind. Boy, this is National Bankruptcy Day. I'm not fooling. And Elizabeth Payne of Pasadena, California, also receives a full case of kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20. But it may be much more. Remember that bonus? I have the music to The Lass with the Delicate Air right here, if you want to know how it goes. I bought it... What? Oh, well, it goes... I'll sing the best I can. It goes... Well, it's an Irish tenor. It's got to go up high. Man, call her the lass with the delicate... With the It's got a lot of those things in there. Delicate... Well, anyhow, that gives you a rough idea of how it goes. You'd rather have me skipping, huh? All right, let's go on to another question. We don't know whether Harry T. Barkley of Rochester, New York, has invaded the Great West or not, but nevertheless, he offers this sticker. He wants you to name the song that suggests an acrobatic plant. An acrobatic plant. Now, Perry Como's hand goes up in the air. All right, Perry.
Tumbling tumbleweeds.
Perry, you're right. By George, now can you sing it, huh? Now, don't relax now. You haven't won yet. How about tumbling tumbleweeds? Hey, cowboy like you.
Without words?
Yeah, without words doesn't make any difference.
Da, 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 da.
A little weak, but we'll give you 10 points for on the scoreboard for that. And boys, at this point, much palaver has flowed under the bridge work, and it's high time we hide us to a tune. Let's them and you play, huh, Ted?
Well, there's nothing we work at better than our playing, Gary. We'll try to prove it with Holiday. Elmo, will you whistle it, please?
Thank you. Fort, Elmo Tanner here just said he bet you know so much about kicks that you could tie up this cereal with just about anything at all.
Sure I could. Try me.
Well, looks like rain, doesn't it?
Rain, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't affect kicks because of its new crisp assured package containing three separate wax sealed cartons.
That's amazing. Now, let's see. Blue Monday's almost here again. Ho-hum.
There's no such thing as Blue Monday if you start the day with a big, delicious bowl of kicks.
Oh. Well, you're pretty good here. Let's see. Let's try this last one. I've got a good one here, a good one. Easter.
Easter?
Easter.
Ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday morning, you'll see the brand new styles in clothes in the annual Easter parade. Don't forget that styles have changed in cereals, too. It used to be flakes and shreds, but now it's bubbles. Yes, folks, tiny, tantalizing, toasted golden corn bubbles are all the rage right now. And, of course, I mean Kix, the delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal recently developed by General Mills. Styles have changed in crispness, too. In fact, Kix has given this much-used word quite a new meaning. Each golden individual bubble stays deliciously crisper in milk or cream than any well-known ready-to-eat corn cereal made. And styles have certainly changed in taste as well. A completely different flavor, somewhat reminiscent of popcorn, yet again tantalizingly new, has been developed for Kix that is supremely delicious beyond all description. Have you tried Kix yet? If you haven't and want to keep up with the good new things of life, you certainly should do so. If only to find out for yourself what has made Kix over the past 2 years the fastest growing new breakfast cereal from coast to coast.
Right-ho, and here we go into our last group of questions with three people having beat the band so far, and looks like Elmo Tanner is still ahead. Four people have beat the band so far, and Elmo Tanner is still ahead for collecting the money on the big bass drum. Fellas, you'll have to do better in this last bit here. We have here a little missive from Brooklyn, New York, penned by Mrs. C. Sewell. Writes Mrs. Sewell, an actor just getting started in Hollywood and wanting lots of fan mail to prove his value to his studio might do what a popular song of 3 or 4 years ago suggests. What is the song? Oh, everybody's hand. Joe Hooven, you haven't answered one so far today. Joe, what do you think?
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
That's right, and a very good idea, too. All right, Joe, can you play it on your trumpet? Enough, fellas. You can write yourself letters later, and Joe Hooven gets 10 points up on the scoreboard for answering that question, and thanks for the jam, guys. As we come into our next question, the intelligentsia may step front and center. Miss Maxine Howell of Des Moines, Iowa, who is apparently a girl of few words, asks, what song might be called the trio from Webster's? The trio from Webster's. All right, there's Country Watchman's hand went up in the air. Country?
Three little words.
Three little words? Webster's Dictionary. Absolutely right. All right, Gus. Can you play it on that bull fiddle there? That's going to be pretty tough. Huh? I would hardly say the bass fiddle was much of an instrument for three little words, but anyhow, we'll give you 10 points up on the old scoreboard, Country, as we come into our next question. And here's one for the headline, sent in by Eugene Wellham of Bel Air, New York. The title of what comparatively new tune tells you what the foreign correspondent might have said when the censor finally okayed his story for release. All right, Jack O'Brien over here on piano had his hand up almost immediately.
Now it can be told.
Why, Jack, you're amazing. That's absolutely right. Now it can be told. Can you play it on the piano, huh? Jack O'Brien, another good Irishman, gets 10 points up on the scoreboard. As we come into our last question, we have a contribution from J.K. Mooney of Cumberland, Maryland, who writes, if you started a small riot, the city's finest would probably take you riding. And what would you ride in? All right, Rosie McCarry, everybody's hand for anyone.
Black Mariah.
Black Mariah, you sound like an experienced man. Can you play it, huh? Everybody.
Time, time's up, Gary, and I've got a few scores to settle around here.
Well, diggers, fellas, I guess he means it, Ted.
Well, we'll go for a ride until he quiets down, Gary. The tune is Tea for Two, boys, and on your way.
Score. 13 questions were used on the program, for which General Mills will pay $10 each, or $130. Four questions beat the band, so those persons share equally in the $100 bonus plus $10 for the questions, receiving $35 each. That adds up to a grand total of $230 paid for questions. And along with the other winners goes Elmo Tanner, who picks up the cash in the old bass drum today.
Thanks a million, you band beaters, and all of you folks who contributed questions. We hope you have fun with that check you're going to receive shortly. And to everyone else, we want you with us as spectators every single Sunday, but we'd like you to get in the game, too. So why not send a question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be waiting for it.
Remember, folks, there's $10 waiting for you if we use your question. A guarantee of double money, $20, plus a case of Kicks if your question is able to beat the band. But it may be much more. Remember that $100 bonus. It's a game, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. Now, of course, we cannot answer each letter personally, but we want you to know that every letter is read and receives careful consideration. There may be many similar questions with identical answers. And, of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. So get in the game. It's real fun. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Ted Weems and his band, Gary Moore and General Mills, makers of Kicks, inviting you to join us next Sunday. And in the meantime, give yourself a real breakfast treat. Try that delicious new ready-to-eat cereal, Kicks. It's swell. And we'll be looking for you to try to beat the band.
Heard this afternoon the selection Tea for Two, which is from the production No No Nanette. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Beat the Band. There aren't too many of those around. I wish there were a few more. At least, I don't have too many. Maybe somebody else has a whole warehouse full. Who knows? March 17, 1940.
Funny, all the shows done today all have the same month and day. Different years. And in a couple of cases, it is the same year, but we're going to go down to March 17, 1941, just up 1 year. This show done from New York. Gracie wants to ride in the St. Patrick's Day Parade as we go back to Burns and Allen from March 17, 1941.
From New York, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
George and Gracie. Spam, whoa boy. Spam, what joy. George Burns, Gracie Allen. On the show, when his orchestra. The singing glee with the smoothie three. Two start the fun. Here's Jimmy Wallington.
Another Monday night at your house, and time for Burns and Allen, and time for you to discover the way women all over the country have learned how to give the family a breakfast that is different. Serve Spam fried. Spam is tender, tasty meat, a perfect blend of sweet, juicy pork shoulder meat and ham cooked to a savory goodness. Made only by Hormel, Spam is packed in a handy can, so all you do is open it, cut off slices of Spam, and fry quickly in a hot pan. Serve sizzling hot with eggs or a stack of wheat cakes. And you'll start the family off in the morning with a meal that sticks to the ribs. Try Spam Fried, the quickest, tastiest breakfast you've had in many a day. But start right and get the real thing. Be sure to ask your food dealer for S-P-A-M. Spam. Look who's here, your two delightful Spam stars, George and Gracie.
Thank you, thank you very, very much.
The 31st of August in the middle of July, the afternoon was wet and the morning
well,
was dry.
Well, Gracie, you're in a very, very gay mood tonight.
Gay mood? Well, sure I'm in a gay mood. Everybody's in a gay mood today. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
St. Patrick's Day.
I see.
Most wonderful day in the year, and I'm not saying that because I'm Irish.
Oh, no.
Of course, I'm only Irish on my mother and father's side.
I say. Only on your mother and father's
yeah,
side.
Yeah, and that goes for them, too.
I see what you mean, yeah.
Oh, I can just see my uncle tonight with his top hat and his frock coat looking into the mirror to see if his black eyes aren't straight.
August in the middle of July. I'll bet your family was in good spirits tonight.
Oh, and vice versa. Oh, George. George, I marched in the Fifth Avenue Parade today. It was the St. Patrick's Day Parade, you know.
I know, you know. I was born in New York. I've seen
oh,
those parades.
Boy. What excitement.
Every year you have those parades.
Yeah, what excitement.
Born
what
here,
music,
you know,
what
yes.
glamour. What bargains at Bergdorf Goodman's window. What crowd.
Wait a minute. Bergdorf Goodman's window?
Yeah, what crowd.
Even the parade didn't stop you from window shopping?
Oh, no. Oh, and this is kind of cute, George. A floor walker was peeking out of the window, and he was flirting with me.
Flirting with him?
Uh-huh. Well, I sort of looked at him, and he winked back at me. And,
he winked back at you.
Yes.
I see.
And you know, he looked
you
at
you didn't wank at him first.
No.
Did you ever wank at anybody?
No. He just looked at me and, you know who he looks like? Huh. He looks like that movie star with a big mouth, you know, Joey Green. He was sort of tall.
Joey Green?
Yes, he was sort
I
of tall.
I say it's Joey Brown.
Not on St. Patrick's Day.
It was on the 31st of August in the middle of July. So you were in the parade today, huh?
Oh, yes. And it stopped at 57th Street, and we had a two-hour demonstration.
A two-hour demonstration?
Yes. There was a traffic light there, and every time it turned green, we cheered.
I see what you yes. mean, yes, yes.
And every time it turned red, we booed.
You booed.
We had more
Gracie,
fun.
I'll bet there must have been a lot of booze.
Oh, no booze. Nobody was drinking. It was on
the 31st of August in the middle of July. Oh, no booze. Oh, stop, Gracie. I'm getting so hoarse, I can hardly talk above a whiskey.
Yes. Oh, just imagine, George.
Do you, Hennessy, Lit. What I mean?
George, just imagine.
That's a
three-star little...
joke.
Just imagine.
And another joke later that I use for Chaser.
George, just imagine. Little me of all people leading such a big parade.
Mm.
80,000 Irishmen following me. 79,000 were policemen.
I see what you mean.
Gracie,
in the first place, I don't believe you were leading the parade.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, I wasn't exactly leading the parade. I was sort of up in front, more like in the middle.
Oh, in the middle.
Well, more towards the end, sort of like last.
Like last, yeah. Yes.
It was a great parade, they tell me. I'm sorry I missed it.
You missed it?
On the 31st of August in
oh,
the
stop,
middle of...
Stop,
well,
listen.
I didn't exactly miss it. What happened was, I was on the sidewalk, and there was a little fellow who couldn't see the parade, so I put him on my shoulder.
A little fellow?
Yeah, Mayor LaGuardia. And it's...
Wait a minute.
So
Mayor LaGuardia? First of all, it's in the middle of July. Look, I've had enough of this parade and enough of the song.
And, George, during the parade, there were men selling shamrocks, green ice cream, furniture, clay pots,
They were
canes.
Selling furniture?
Yeah, a man came up to me and he said, lady, will you give me 25 cents for a bed? I said to him, I said, now listen to me,
Gracie,
my good man.
Just a second. If you don't mind pausing, I have a line.
Well.
A very big one. Gracie, anyway, the man was a panhandler.
No, he was only handling beds.
Oh, he didn't have any pens.
Well, I couldn't tell. He had on a long overcoat.
All right, please.
Say, Gracie, whenever you meet a panhandler, why don't you do what I do? I just brush them off.
Well, Jimmy, with your mustache, you could do it.
No, what I mean is, Gracie, I don't give him any cash. Now, just the other day, I met a man who said, Mister, I'm starving. Would you help me?
Oh, isn't that silly? Why should you help him starve?
I didn't, Gracie. I didn't. I just reached my pocket, opened my wallet, and gave him a can of Spam.
You keep Spam in your wallet?
Oh, sure. It doesn't need refrigeration.
Mm. Well, keep on with this wallet. Another joke like that and this program, billfold up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, after
That's
the parade...
That's the chaser.
Well, anyway, after the parade, Artie Shaw took me home, and we were sitting in the living room, and I said, Artie!
Artie Shaw took you home?
Yes, and I said, Artie!
Didn't I tell you to break up this romance?
Yes, and I said, Artie!
Oh, stop with that, Artie! Artie, were you out with Gracie again last night?
Sure, it was on the 31st of August.
Oh, fine. Gracie, try to get this through that silly head of yours. You've got to split this thing up. Business and romance don't mix.
Well, I guess you're right, George. You just can't mix business with romance.
Well, it's about time you realize it.
So, we'll take the romance and you the business. Hello.
Hello. Well, I give up.
It was on the 31st of August in the middle of July.
Is that the right key?
The afternoon was wet and the morning it was dry.
You might as well finish it.
I met a fair young lady sitting under an old oak tree.
Pretty.
And divil a word I said to her.
Uh-huh.
And the same she said to me.
Well, I didn't know you could dance, Gracie. I certainly was.
Well, George, it looks like you and Gracie are washed up for good. Brother, ever since she and Artie started to say,
Plow,
I knew you were a dead duck.
Yeah, Jimmy, I better break that romance up. It's lasted longer than the snow on the streets in New York. And I know how to break it up. I'll use system number three.
System number three, what's that?
The old sympathy gag. Oh. It's bound to work with Gracie. Watch. Gracie.
Well, just a minute. Oh, that was wonderful, Artie. But the next time you hug me, I wish you'd take the clarinet out of your mouth. What is it, George?
Gracie, I've got something to say to you, and please try to understand. I want you to know it's not because I'm jealous. We've been together for years, and you just can't tear down everything that we've built up in just one day.
Oh, well, how long will it take?
Gracie, remember the first time I met you?
Mm-hmm.
We were just kids then.
That's right.
You'll have to admit, I wasn't selfish. If I had anything, didn't you always get it?
Yeah, until I was vaccinated.
Remember when I took you to the ice cream parlor and we had a strawberry soda?
Mm-hmm.
You may not believe it, but that day I fell in love.
Really?
I felt so silly, I couldn't look at the soda clerk. It was love at first sight.
Oh, I don't blame you, George. He was a very cute soda clerk.
No. I mean, I fell in love with you, Gracie.
Oh, so that's why you paid for my soda.
And, Gracie, that childhood romance ripened into, well, it isn't just friendship. It isn't just a passing fancy. It isn't just a partnership. Do you know what it is?
Oh, does it hang from the season of ceiling and whistle?
Does it hang from the season and whistle?
No, ceiling.
Gracie, boys, a little soft music. Maybe that'll help.
Thanks, fellas.
Gracie, remember that little tea room on 6th Avenue that we used to go to?
The one where they have the candlelight and the gypsy music?
Yeah, that's the place.
Oh, it makes my heart beat faster when I think of it.
Oh, I see. You still remember it.
Remembered. I was there last night with Artie. Hello.
Hello. All right, boys, stop it. I've had enough. Gracie, don't you understand? I've been talking to you until I'm blue in the face.
Oh, please, George Green, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going outside. I've got another system.
I'll go with you, George. I want to get you some tonic.
Tonic, why?
To fix up your system.
Hmm. Oh, poor George. I hope he doesn't jump off the Empire State Building.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awful? He hasn't got a coat and he might catch cold.
Yeah.
Senor Shaw, would you like some advice?
What kind of advice?
Well, if I were in your place, and if you take my advice, I will be. Why don't you and Miss Allen elope?
But, Senorita, if I elope with Artie, who'll take care of the band?
Let them get their own girls.
Artie, I think Senorita's got a cute idea. Let's elope just this once, huh? Well, look, we'll elope from the El Morocco tonight. It's just the place. It's on the ground floor, so we won't need a ladder.
El Morocco. Why not the Star Club?
Star Club? Well, Artie, maybe in a year.
Hey, listen, everybody. This will kill you.
What?
I just overheard George call up a theatrical agency, and he asked them to send over an actress to pretend she's George's girlfriend.
Well, why?
To make love to George and make Gracie jealous.
Well, say, that's a swell idea. And I'll bet she'll get jealous, too. She's probably a very jealous type if it's the same Gracie Allen. Oh, pardon me, it's me.
Listen, Jimmy, I know what we can do. Let's double-cross George and cancel the girl on.
Double-cross George?
Yep, and I can get a girl to take her place.
Oh, gee, that would be a swell surprise for George.
Hey, look, wait a minute. Oh, I've got just the girl. Wallington, go out and call Stillman's gym.
Stillman's gym?
Yeah, this dame happens to be a lady wrestler.
A lady wrestler?
Yeah, just ask for Grappling Gertie.
Okay.
A lady wrestler? I've never seen a lady wrestler. Oh, I hope he falls for her. You know, I know once in Cleveland...
Well, I'm back. What are you two talking about?
Nothing's on the 31st of August in the middle of July. The afternoon was wet. Morning, it was dry.
I talked to a fair young lady just now on the telephone.
And she's coming here from Stillman's gym, and she will break your ball.
Oh,
Thank you.
Sing Low, Sweet Chariot, played by Artie Shaw, the 52nd Street Romeo, who's going to be surprised when he gets a kick in the balcony. And by the way, Artie,
Hey, everything's okay, Artie. I made the switch.
Switch? What switch?
The thing under his nose is a switch, you know. He made it. You thought it was real, and it isn't. Jimmy, take it off and wave it at George.
Oh, quiet, quiet. Huh? Hello. It's for you, Jimmy.
Oh, gee, I hope it is. Hello? Who's this? Oh, Artie, don't worry. It's okay. Yes, this is Jimmy Wallington speaking. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm very sorry I can't be there. No. So, well, you see, I've got a date with a plate. Yes, that's right. Sorry. Goodbye.
Jimmy, did I hear you say you got a date with a plate?
That's right, George. You see, there's a very tired dinner plate.
Oh, a plate that goes out and stays out late. I see what you mean.
Yes, that's it. In fact, there are thousands of dinner plates all over the country. And they're very tired of the same thing for dinner. Very tired. So here's a suggestion I'm going to make when I date the plate. A suggestion that not only makes the plates on your table happy, but a meal that makes the family say, this is a swell dinner. All you do is open a can of Spam. You're sure of success because Spam is tender, taste-tempting meat with a delicious flavor. Then put the Spam in a shallow baking dish, slip it into the oven, and bake for a few minutes according to the easy recipe on the label. Plan a meal around baked Spam, and you'll take to the table a main course distinctive in meaty flavor and filled with lip-smacking satisfaction. Give your family baked Spam tomorrow, the easiest-to-get, best-to-eat dinner you've had in a long time. Originated and made only by Hormel, Spam is a perfect combination of juicy pork shoulder and tender ham. Delicious meat with extra goodness. To be sure of a meal that makes a hit, remember to insist on Spam, S-P-A-M, when you shop tomorrow.
Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
Oh, thanks, Artie. And Artie, oh, can you picture us a few years from now, a little place in the country?
Yeah, vine-covered cottage.
A little mortgage covering the vines.
That's right. And you're in the living room eating a box of chocolate?
Yes, while you're in the kitchen standing over a hot clarinet.
Well, you know, I agree with you two. There's nothing like love. And I'm the one who knows.
Well, George, now don't tell me you're in love.
It was on the 31st of August in the middle of July.
Oh, George, how long have you known this girl?
Well, we went to school together. Where'd you meet her? She's like a piece of Dresden china. As a matter of fact, she was so fragile that we boys used to call her Twinkle Toes.
Oh. Boy, I bet she's beautiful, huh, George?
Oh, yes, and what a voice.
Oh, probably like Nelson Eddy.
Nelson Eddy?
Well, maybe not exactly like Nelson Eddy. Maybe more like a half Nelson Eddy.
A half Nelson Eddy? Listen, what's going on here?
Senor Burns, I have a little information. I hate to be a rat, but Mickey Mouse is doing bad.
Senor, what's this information?
Are you asking me as just the guitar player?
Yes.
I know nothing. But now ask me as the new leader of the band.
I think I see what you mean.
And throw in a little cash.
All right, you're the new leader of the band, and I'll give you $5. What do you know?
Who'll make it $6?
I will.
I know nothing.
You know nothing, huh? Well, you're all jealous.
You know, George, I know just how you feel when you meet an old flame. Well, I just happened to meet today. As a matter of fact, this girl is just as dainty and fragile as your Twinkle Toes.
Dresden china?
Dresden china? Suppose she was Dresden slacks. What difference does it make what she's Dresden? Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy. I said the wrong thing.
Well, you see, George, my girl is a little Spamish girl.
Spamish girl? Spanish.
Well, I did that for the sponsor.
Oh, Spam instead of Spam.
And, George, you know, when she looked at me today, she said, hello, tall, dark, and ham meat.
Ham meat?
Yeah, I did that for the sponsor.
Oh, I see, Jimmy.
You know, before I left, I kissed her for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, huh?
That I did for myself.
Oh. Boy, what a kisser.
No, he certainly has.
Oh, quiet, quiet. Well, here she is. Now you'll see something.
Come in.
Well, George, Twinkletoes is here.
Twinkletoes? Say, you've changed. Don't you remember me? I'm George Burns.
Hello, George.
Oh, my. What a beautiful voice. What a wonderful ring. But then again, it should be. She's in it half the time.
Twinkletoes, I'm certainly glad to see you.
I'm sorry I'm late, George. I was a little tied up.
Well, Twinkletoes, it's like old times, isn't it? When you left home, did you tell your mother who you were going to meet tonight?
Zabisco.
Zabisco?
Well, George, yes, Zabisco. I read that in the night chart when I had my eyes examined this morning. It said Z-Y.
Well?
Z-Y, I need glasses.
Well, look, I've had enough of this silly stuff.
Well, Artie, George and Twinkletoes want to be alone.
Well, we do. What do you think of that? Twinkletoes?
What is it, lover?
Remember when we were kids?
Yeah.
Remember those romantic nights under the stars?
Yeah.
Remember when I carried your books to school?
Yeah.
Remember when she carried you?
Yeah.
You know, Twinkletoes, when I first fell for you, it wasn't just your looks that attracted me. It wasn't just your personality. It wasn't just your mind. Do you know what it was?
Does it hang from the ceiling and whistle?
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Go ahead, tell me more about that love stuff, George.
Yeah, go ahead and tell her, Lenny. Oh, quiet. Gracie, will you take Artie away from here?
Well, Artie, George is right. Nobody should interfere with lovers. Lovers should be left alone. It's very rude to interfere. George, let me tell you how to do it. Now, Twinkletoes, you stand over here, and George, you stand over there.
Okay, who's the referee?
Referee? Wait a minute, is this a love match or a wrestling match?
There's a difference?
What's going on here?
Well, now we'll begin, and you don't have to worry, because I know plenty about love. You see, I used to be an usherette in the balcony at the Roxy.
I say it.
Now, Twinkletoes, the first thing you do is grab George in your arms. Do you understand?
Well, to be frank, no.
Oh, I'm not going to like this.
Oh, how silly of me. Oh, I know how to get you together. Here we go.
Stay away. Stay away, Twinkletoes. Wait a minute. Are you the girl that was sent over here by that theatrical agency?
No, somebody phoned me at Stillman's gym. I'm Grappling Gertie, known as the Glamorous Gorilla.
How did that girl get here? Gracie, how did this girl get here?
Well, she must have walked. The buses are on strike, you know. Isn't it awful, George? You know, I always say...
Oh, stop.
I always
stop.
No, only when I get off.
Oh, quiet. Well... A fine trick for a bunch of grown-up people to play on their boss. What a thing to do. It isn't honorable. It isn't fair. It isn't cricket. It isn't sporting. Do you know what it is?
Does it hang from the ceiling?
Oh, quiet, quiet. Now Gracie will sing, Let's Get Away From It All. That was a fine trick.
I'm so tired of the cell routine, up to town on the 8:15, back at night off to bed, and then get up and start it all over again. Let's take a boat to Bermuda, let's take a plane to St. Paul, let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack, let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer, no need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder, let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town, we'll visit every state. I'll repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we look at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of a rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. What do you say we toddle away to Ipswich? What do you care about the fair? Or where is Ipswich? It would be a novelty to switch to Ipswich scenery. Let's get away from it all. Maybe we'll pack and track it to Yakasaki, where they are free and happy and being wicky-wacky. Like the Yakasaki do, we could wicky-wacky too. Let's get away from it all. Love, we'll get a brand new start on some island that we never saw. I want to be there with my heart if Artie's name is Shaw. What do you know, we pack up and go to Scrum Scram. If you were slick, we'd better leave quick before old Scrum Scram's. The way the map is changing, say it may not be there Saturday. Babe, what do you say to it? Let's name the day for it and let's get away from it all.
Spam, S-P-A-M, a perfect blend of pork shoulder and tender ham, has become a word in the American language that means downright delicious food. Originated and made only by Hormel, Spam is now used by millions of families regularly. This tender meat has a flavor all its own and is ready to eat as soon as you open the handy can. Spam has dozens of uses. Serve it cold, bake Spam for dinner, fry slices for breakfast. Promise yourself you'll try one new way to serve Spam tomorrow. Use the easy recipes on the label. You'll soon discover serving Spam cold or hot is a quick, thrifty way to give your family grand-tasting meat. Tomorrow when you shop, ask your food dealer for S-P-A-M, Spam.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Good night. Mm. George, I'm going out. Don't I look pretty?
Well, you look pretty. You kind of like flattery, huh?
Sure, I like all the Irish.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? O'Reilly, O'Flanagan, O'Toole, O'Sullivan, O'Connor, O'Neill.
Good night, folks. Good night.
Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw, his orchestra, and the Smoothies. Until then, this is Jimmy Wallington reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
The National Broadcasting Company.
March 17, 1941, Burns and Allen Gracie in the St. Patrick's Day Parade here on Same Time, Same Station, where it's all about St. Patrick's Day this time of year and this particular date. And if you'd like to link up with us to talk about other shows that you'd like to hear, same time, comma, same station is where you would go to get us on Facebook. If you want to call us, area 714-449-1958. And email, it's LarryGassman1@gmail.com. And Gassman is G-A-S-S-M-A-N.
And I'm John1Gassman@gmail.com.